You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. We head to the art scene at Cal Poly, where a unique photography exhibit is Turning Heads. KCBX reporter Julian Delgadio introduces us to the artists behind the work and where they get their inspiration.
Since the advent of the smartphone and the rise in photography apps like Instagram and Photoshop, it appears everyone fancies themselves as a photographer these days. Just press a few buttons, add a filter, and voila! A digital selfie that has a retro twist. But for seven of the Northern Californian photographers showcasing their photos at this month's Photography Now exhibit at the Cal Poly University Art Gallery, Instagram filters don't quite make the cut. Their philosophy is simple. Combine the use of modern technology with a historical twist. Jeff Van Cleek, the gallery coordinator, has more.
It's an alternative process show, which means it's processes that were invented at the dawn of photography. And what's interesting about the show is it's people using computer Photoshop work and then combining it with historical processes.
The alternative process refers to any non-traditional or non-commercial photographic printing process, which dates back more than 100 years.
You see a lot of things like Instagram or any of the other photo apps that are on phones, and they're basically trying to model and take after what these processes were. So there's a lot of interest in it. There's a lot of people that like to do hands-on now instead of working completely on the computer. And so therefore it seems like it's a good fit.
The gallery focuses on creativity, empathy, innovation, design skills, storytelling, and big picture thinking by bringing bold thinkers, emerging and established artists, and creative professionals to the Cal Poly campus. Dan Herrera, one of the artists on display, describes his methodology.
So one of the things that I realized I wanted to do was connect the narrative that I was telling with the actual photographic process. And so the narrative that I'm talking about is this vaudeville variety show, turn of the century, around, you know, early 1900s-ish. And so it made sense to use a process.
I think just an idea of wanting to tell stories and wanting people to feel connected with the stories that I was trying to tell. And so I think the more layers that I can add to that, either visually or with the sculptures that I make or in the photographic process that people experience when they're looking at the prints, that adds to their experience and it adds to their enjoyment of my story that I'm trying to tell.
Dan sort of hits a lot of different notes. He hand builds a lot of his props, so there's a little bit of sculpture in there. He shoots everything digitally. He combines everything in Photoshop, and then he uses a gum bichromate, which is a very old process. It's four layers, each layer hand put on, so it takes days to make the prints. So he seemed to be a little bit of photo, a little design, a little studio art, a little sculpture, a little everything mixed into one.
There is a certain look to them that, and the actual physical print itself that you can't really replicate with anything now. And so since the narrative is set in around that time period, it made sense for me to print using a process that was from that time.
Nanane Kelly, another San Jose State graduate, also uses gum bichromate in her processes.
I focus mainly on 19th century processes. The work I'm showing right now is all gum bichromate over cyanotype. And the imagery is all a personal narrative. It's what I see and what I do and trying to capture what I'm experiencing so someone else can see it through me. When I first started studying photography, I was always drawn to the pictorialist photographers, that sort of soft, dreamy, handmade quality of their print. Even before I started doing photography, I was always really attracted to, like, Victorian-era painting. So it's all very much wrapped up in that whole aesthetic movement.
Kathleen McDonald, another San Jose State graduate from the West Indies, had a different approach.
So it's actually an installation. It's cyanotypes on silk, and they were done with large negatives, which were actually processed digitally. And then each image was then exposed under UV light and then toned in coffee and tea, and then sewn together to create the hanging silk installation.
Kathleen's piece is different from all the others in how it combines sight, sound, and smell to create a whole new experience.
But today I recapture the island's bright beaches, blue mist from the ocean rolling into the fishermen's houses. By these shores I was born, sound of the sea came in at my window. Life heaved and breathed in me then with the strength of that turbulent soil. Since then, I have traveled, moved far from the beaches, sojourned in the stoniest cities, walking the lands of the north in sharp, slanting sleet and the hail.
When I originally did it, I had the speakers on each side of the room, so it's sort of like this dialogue that's happening back and forth, and, you know, you're hearing the sea, and you're sort of in the midst of all of this while you're getting all of the smells of the flora of the Caribbean, and the silks shimmer as you walk by, so you're affecting this identity that it's like an amorphic being. The scents are different flowers from the Caribbean, so hibiscus, frangipani. There's oleander, which is also present here in the States. And I actually made them from essential oils. So then they're actually, those flowers are in the pictures themselves. So the scent is coming from those flowers that are in the images.
All the artists credit Brian Taylor, a San Jose State professor who inspired their creativity.
I took a class at San Jose State with Brian Taylor, and I just fell in love with all of the, you know, artist hand in the work, you know, those handmade processes. That was something that I really loved, especially coming from a painting background.
We all took alternative processes or history of photography or some class from Brian Taylor, and Brian's just an amazing mentor. He was my major advisor when I did my BFA show. I think he was Dan's advisor when he was going through the program as well. And he's so enthusiastic about what he does and about process, and he just makes you want to go out and make stuff.
Photography Now will continue through Saturday, November 1st. For more information on the event, check out artgallery.calpoly.edu. And a big thank you to Cal Poly's Jay Thompson, who helped gather the interviews. For KCBX, I'm Julian Delgadio.